Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Just Believe Radio. This is your host, Lisa Tarvis. I am excited about today's show. We're going to be doing live psychic readings today, and it's going to be our whole show. And so I'm encouraging everyone to call in and definitely, you know, get a free little reading on any issues you might be having. The call-in number is 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. And when you call in, press 1, and I will see you in the queue, and I'll be able to bring you on as soon as we have a moment in the show to, you know, get you on. So, anyway, again, my name is Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, author, and radio host. And each Sunday, our show airs at 1 p.m. Eastern. And we have great guests on every week, if I do say so myself, who are experts in the field of spirituality, holistic health, metaphysics, paranormal. And I love to get some of the great psychics that I know out there to do some live readings, and that's what we're going to do today. That's going to be what the show is about. So I'm going to our guest today. I'm going to let her tell her story, actually, instead of my doing it. But her name is Crystal Kirchen. And Crystal is a gifted psychic and medium. And her website, if you guys want to look her up, is www.crystal.com. So it's her name.com. And anybody who, if you're logged on the chat room. If you're in the chat room, you can. I'll put the link on in the chat room, so anybody who wants to visit her website can do so. So, without any further ado, I would love to bring on Crystal. Hold on, one sec. Crystal, are you there with me?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, great. Well, we're live on the air, and I am happy to have you on. And get you to tell us your story and, you know, all about the gift of how it happened. You're one of the ones, one of the most common, I think, stories when it comes to people that are born with this gift, because you were actually afraid of it. I mean, you were kind of afraid of what you were seeing. Why don't you tell everybody how it started? What happened with you?
First, I would like to say I am a psychic medium, but I like to think of myself as a medium first, because the only thing I'm psychic for is what spirit tells me. Things are starting to happen in the psychic area, psychic department, but I don't predict the future, so I deal mostly with spirit and what spirit communicates to me. But yes, I've been seeing spirit forever. I've got many, many things that I can remember as very, very little kid, and it scared the crap out of me. As I was growing up, it started to not, because it was almost normal to me, although I couldn't tell other people because they thought I was lying or they thought that I was, you know, making up stories. I remember kids picking on me at school because I kept telling them that I would see people walking around outside and nobody's there. Both of my parents, like my mom, I'm pretty sure that I got this from my mom because she has seen stuff too, but she did a really good job at telling me that's not there because she thought she would scare me more. but I could tell when she was seeing the same thing, and that just, at 15, you know, that's frustrating, looking around like, I know you just saw this. What is going on? So
right.
Finally it got to a point where I was like, I don't want to see this anymore because they're scaring me, and I don't know what they're trying to communicate. I would hear chatter. It was almost like a lot of voices talking at the same time, and I could never make out what they were actually trying to say, and that scared me. So it kind of went away, and I only saw shadows for a while, and I could depict what it was. I could tell if it was male energy, female energy, and it would almost be looking at me. I could see it looking, and I could almost feel like it had eyes and stuff like that, but it was more in shadow form. And then in my early 20s, when I decided to move, I had gotten into this new house, and poof, it started again. And the very first night I was there, sitting down on my couch, there was a little boy that came in, and he was like, Mom. And I was like, no, I'm not Mom. All my lights went on, and I was scared to go to bed without my lights. So that kind of happened, went on and off, and then I ended up taking a tour with my family, and we went to the Jackson prison. And once we went into the solitaire, there was almost like an invisible door. This is very difficult to explain to people who do not have this gift. Because unless you experience something like this, it's very hard for people to understand. But it was almost like an invisible force field that I could not enter. And my husband kept on. He was like, come on, you know, I look like a dork. I'm just standing there, and I'm like, I can't go in. So everybody goes downstairs in the solitaire unit, and finally I'm like, you know, I take a deep breath, and I'm like, okay, Crystal, you can do this. It's just a doorway. I go downstairs, and it was almost instantaneously, I felt like I was hit with an emotional feeling. It was just everything hit me at once. Every emotion that had ever been felt down there, it, like, just got me all at once. And I remember blacking out. I couldn't see. I was dizzy. I was nauseous. I still to this day cannot remember how I got upstairs, but I was upstairs. And once I finally was able to, you know, get out of the blackout that had happened, I was just sobbing. I was just crying, and one of the ladies, she was like, are you gifted? And I was like, I don't know what I am, but that was horrible. And then that night I told my husband, you know, on the way home, I was like, okay, I can either go to my doctor and I can end up on medication and, you know, end up in a mental institution until I say, yes, this is all crazy, it's in my head, or I can talk to a spiritual advisor and figure out what's really going on. And I ended up going that route instead of the doctor because I was a medical assistant for many years. I know what doctors think about this.
Right.
So I contacted many in my area, and I also, when I Googled it, many spiritual advisors came up, and Pat Longo was one of them. And out of all of the advisors that contacted me back, she was the first one, and it took a long time for somebody to contact me. It took her only a couple days after I sent her an email because I sent one to the people in my area and nobody contacted me, and I sent her one and a few days later because I was freaking out and needed answers. And she answered me within 24 hours, so it must have been fate that I found her.
Right.
That's who was kind of like, okay, Crystal, this is what you got. So
yeah.
You're not going anywhere. You need to use it.
Right. That's a great.
That's the
I think best way to do it. And I, you know, so many people do end up on medication and things like that to kind of, or self medicate, you know, to kind of to squash it, to get rid of it, to make it go away. And I think that's such a shame because, you know, it's a gift and you're supposed to use it. You know, it's supposed to happen. So. Anyway, I want to bring. We have somebody that's been holding for such a long time, so I want to get her on the air. And this will be the first thing. And you do it however you're comfortable doing it. I'm going to, you know, I think I'm just going to sit back and let you do your thing. And we'll try and get as many people in as we can. Again, everyone, if you'd like to talk to Crystal, if you have any questions, or if you'd like a free reading, please call in 347-945-7246. 347-945-7246 and press 1, and you'll I'll get you on as soon as I can. So the person I'm bringing on right now is from the 646 area code. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Ah, you're very patient. Thank you for holding.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
It's Kayla from New York.
Okay. All right. So, Crystal, if you'd like to do whatever you do.
Okay. First, and I'll only do this once because you've got listeners, they're going to hear this speech once, always before. That's kind of my door for spirit to come through is after I give my speech. So I'm just going to kind of give a quick rundown as to how I get what I get, and that's through images, feelings, and emotions, and they will also talk to me. So when they're giving me clips, they're also talking to me and sharing their emotions so I can actually put myself into their spot and or your spot during that very moment in time. That kind of helps me determine what they're trying to say. Spirit is never wrong, but I, however, can. I can misinterpret what they're trying to say, and usually they're very good at telling me, nope, hold on, you're not doing that right. Let's try something else. If this is something that you do not understand or you do not get, we're going to move on because you've only got so much time with me, and I would like to give you what you're here to get. So with that being said, I'm just going to tell him it's okay to talk.
Go ahead.
Go on. Nope, you're fine. What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Do you have a male energy, like a father figure that passed?
No. My
father
uncle
figure?
Passed.
Father figure could be somebody who you were close to, like a father. It does not have to actually be a father.
My uncle. Many years ago.
Did this have something, and actually he's having me feel two different things right now. I'm feeling a headache, only on the right side, and I'm also feeling nauseous. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Okay, he said I was nauseous. Did he have an illness?
Yes.
Okay, because he's giving me a time frame. And he's telling me that he had an illness that took an amount of time before he passed from this.
Yes, yes.
When he was doing this, when he was having this illness, was he taking medications that were not working correctly for him?
Yes.
Okay, because what he's doing is setting them up on a counter and he's flicking them off. That's either it wasn't working correctly and or it wasn't working, he wasn't taking it correctly, but he's making me feel like it didn't work for him the way it needed to.
That's correct.
He said it's not unexpected, but was his passing quick?
Yes,
the illness
it was
long, but his passing, his actual passing was quick. Because he's
yes.
telling me it was expected, everybody knew it was coming, but at the same time, is this on, I want to get this right, because he's saying father, this is on your father's side?
No, on my mother's side.
Why is he saying father to me? And he came through as a father figure. Wait. I'm telling him to talk slow. Talk slow. Have you been to mediums before?
Come again?
Have you been to mediums before? He said, I've done this before. And that's kind of him joking with me, like, hey, I've done this before. I know what I'm doing. Don't tell me to slow down. So this is just him picking on me. Was he in a house setting when he passed or not a hospital?
Because
he's showing me is a home setting. He's not showing me a hospital, cold, sterile setting.
He might have been. I wasn't there, so I don't know. I had
okay.
to fly out.
I'm just trying to get him okay. Give me your message. I got how you passed.
I mean,
who was the one that was there and took care of him? He's
his
that
wife.
The whole family helped. He's saying the whole family helped. But there was one person that he's holding up. He's actually putting them in their hand, which is almost making it like a pedestal. He's holding them up in the air. And this means that this person was there for him through thick and thin, through the whole entire process. And for that, he's giving a lot of love because that person went above and beyond what they should have had to do for him. And that's why he's coming forward today, is because he wants that person to know how happy he was to have them in his life. He said, she missed out on a lot of things because of my illness. It took time out of her life. Does that make sense to you?
I think so.
He's saying that you guys have a very close family. Because what he's doing is he's taking a bunch of people and he's wrapping them in a bow. That's my symbol for a close family. And he just kind of threw his hand up in the air. He goes, now we've got our squabbles. But as a family, you guys can come together and you can fix them. So this is just him confirming that your guys' family is very close and loving. And he just said we're very good people.
That's true.
He just said, please tell her thank you for calling today. So he's thanking you for calling so he can get his message out.
Okay. I was also calling for myself.
Okay.
I'm sorry? No, what were you going to say?
You go ahead. Because if you have a question, ask now while they're here.
Okay. I wanted to know, my birthday's coming up this week on Friday. I'm excited. And I wanted to know the developments between Sean and I.
Did you say Sean?
Yes.
Okay. I was like, I didn't quite hear that one. I wanted to make sure I was getting that clear. Is this a big party? Are you having, like, a big celebration?
I don't know, but I'm thinking about it.
Okay, he's showing me big. He's not showing me this is a little thing. Is this a big birthday for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because he's showing me this is a big birthday that should be celebrated. You should be celebrating your life right now because this is huge for you. And he's also telling me that you've made it through a lot of very difficult things in your life. And now is the time for you to celebrate because right now what I see is my symbol for you're climbing out of stuff and you're finally starting to make your way up in life and you're doing very good.
Really? Okay.
He said things are looking up for you. And like I said, what my symbol is a big pool of like sloppy mud, thick, horrible stuff. And when we're working our way up it, you have to sludge through that, and you start walking up the steps. When you start walking up the steps, that means that you're getting your life on track, and you're finally starting to get out of that crap. And that's kind of how I put it, because that's what it looks like to me. It's just nasty. And you're starting to work your way up that. So he's saying that this is what you're doing right now. And, yes, you should celebrate because you've made it through a lot of tough things.
That's true. A lot.
As for the Sean business, he's like lips are sealed on that one.
Come again?
I said as for the Sean business, his lips are sealed. He's like not talking about that. Is this somebody new in your life?
Somewhat. Our friendship is
Has
still
it been
budding.
On and off, on and off, on and off?
It's been on, but there are times where, you know, I know he's confused because it isn't. Okay.
Oh, that's all he said. You don't have to tell the story because it's his job to tell that story for you. That's what Spirit's supposed to do. So he's saying on and off, and he's making me feel like there's been times where it's almost like somebody's holding back, and you just confirmed that this would be on his end, not your end. He said, slow down. That's what he just did. He held his arm up and he pushed it out, and he said, you need to slow down because you know that this person is right for you, but I feel like this person is having hesitations because there have been things that have happened in his life that are making him not want to move forward so quickly.
Right.
So just slow down, take your time, and things will end up for the best of everybody. It might not end up the way you think you want it to end up, but at the same time, it's going to be how it's supposed to. And he's making me feel like if you slow down and you take your time with this individual, it will end up okay. He said he doesn't like to feel rushed. That's true. He doesn't like
That's
to feel
true.
Rushed. that makes him, that like makes him kind of go back in a corner, like, eek, this is not, this is too fast, too fast. So just slow down and let things come to him the way that it should. Progress slow. He just said, that's hard for her because when she knows, she knows. So he's kind of confirming that you guys have kind of two different personalities, which in the end can be good, because after he said, when she knows, he showed me a picture of me and my husband, and we are complete opposites, but we work. So just know that it can work even though you're opposites, and as long as you take your time with him, things will probably go in the right direction. Does that help you?
It does help. I just don't know if I'm going to have this party. Should I invite him? I mean, I do, but I want...
Oh, invite him. Yes, invite him. Just invite him. Invite him. Invite everybody.
Even
invite everybody.
Because
he's telling me. He is telling me, man, this should be, like, huge for you.
It is.
And invite him, because that's just an open door. Just say, hey, I'm having this party, and you can come if you want to come. But I'm just inviting you because it's a special day for me and I want my friends there. Put it to him like that. That might not scare him so much, because if you're calling him friends instead of saying, hey, you know, come on, that might be better for him. He's got a lot he's going through. He's telling me right now. He's got a lot he's going through still. He's still working on some stuff. So it's almost like he's trying to take his time to work on him. And we all need that moment in life where we have to work on ourselves. So let him do that and just keep the door open for him. Don't push it, but keep the door open.
Okay.
He said he's a good guy. He did. He just said he's a good guy. So you're not looking at a bad guy here. He's a good guy. He's just working on stuff.
I know, because I'm a little afraid. Like, I know he's a good guy, but I was on the fence. Last week, I'm like, should I?
That's the most wonderful thing, Pat. That's like the most wonderful lesson Pat has taught me. Fear is our worst enemy. You go with your gut every time, and you'll never go wrong. Go with your gut. Don't second guess yourself.
Well, my gut says to proceed and just
you proceed.
Be there.
Then you proceed, because that's what your gut's telling you to do. And like I said, as long as you move slow, things will be okay. Just don't try to push him into anything or any corners, because that will make him withdraw.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
And thank your uncle, because he did a great job. He answered it. Usually they don't answer questions like that for me, so he did a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, you have a great day, hon. And
thank
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Happy birthday. I hope it's a
thank
good
you.
One.
I hope so, too.
Goodbye. All right, thanks for calling. We have another caller on hold, so I'm going to get... Crystal, you probably need to take a little breath, right? Clear your head a little bit. And
give me just a second in between spirit.
yeah, I bet you're gonna need a serious nap after this show, I think. You know, it's so funny because people ask me that all the time when I do readings. They always ask me, is this something that is, you know, exhausting, or, you know, and I'm like, you know, sometimes I get really energized from it and other times I get tired from it. And, you know, does that happen to you, or do you think it's like a protection thing? Like, you just have to protect yourself?
I think it's more of a protection thing when I don't ground as much as I should.
Right.
Yes, I get my energy drains very quickly, but as long as I'm staying grounded, I'm okay. And I have these awesome, like, necklaces that my mother-in-law made for me, and they've got selenite and hematite and all those beautiful things on it. So it actually helps with that bubble that I've got, so...
Well, that's actually, I do that too. I always wear some sort of stone to protect me, but, you know, I don't get spirit through like you do. I have the just knowing how people should do things in their life, not necessarily. And, you know, I get spirits, but I can't see them. Like,
to me, this is fascinating. I love this ability, and it's something that I just don't have, so I'm a little jealous.
We can all have it, though. We can all have it. I tell people that all the time. How do I do this? We can all have it. I mean, it's something we all have. We're all spirit. We're not a human. We're human. We're spirit in capsule form. I guess that's how I always put it. And people look at me like I'm crazy, but I am. I am spirit in capsule form.
That's pretty cool, though. All right, we've got a caller calling from the 269 area code. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. What is your first name?
Danielle.
Danielle? Crystal? Crystal Danielle.
Nice to meet you, Crystal.
Hello. I think I was talking to you earlier, wasn't I?
Earlier this month, yes.
Yes, I thought so. I was like, wait a second, this feels familiar to me. Oh, this is funny. Who had, and I want to make sure that I get the color right, because right now it's like coming to me almost like in a white form. There's a small dog over there, but he's running too fast, and all I see is white, and I don't know why he's coming forward first. Was he black and white?
Was who black and white?
This is a dog. This is a dog I'm seeing up there, and it's like he's running, and it's almost just like a, hey, I'm here. I don't know if this was your dog or somebody else's dog. It's a medium-sized dog, though, and he stopped long enough for me to see a black spot, but he is definitely black and white, and this is just a, hey, I'm here. I'm with the family. Pets will do this to us. I don't know why they do it, but I can't communicate with them. He can't talk to me, so he's just running.
I'm not sure.
Ask around. Somebody in the family is going to know who this baby belongs to, because he's making me feel like this is like somebody's baby, that this dog was very close to somebody in your family, and it has to be in your family because he's still there.
Okay.
Who's the brother energy?
The brother.
Yep. And this can be a close friend like a brother, or a relative like a cousin that was like a brother. Because when I heard brother and you said brother, what I saw was a picture of my cousin Scott. And that is how him and I were. We were actually cousins, but he was very close to me, almost like a brother.
I don't have anyone like that.
I hate it when they do this, because he just said, yes, you do.
Nothing's coming to mind.
That's okay. I'm telling him if he wants to talk, he needs to give me more.
Okay.
And actually, he's stepping out of the way. Who had the heavy chest? And this is something, they're making it hard for me to breathe. And I'm actually hearing it almost sounds like an air sucker, like somebody who got their lungs sucked.
My grandfather?
Filling. He said filling. So this would be him telling me that his lungs were filling and they had to suck out fluids from his lungs towards the end. And this is just his way of coming.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. It said muted.
Muted.
Can everybody hear?
I was wondering. I thought that was you. I was like, okay, we're muted, but that's okay. I'm going to keep going.
Can everybody hear?
I can hear.
I can.
Okay, good. All right. Not sure what happened, but we're good.
Was there an illness associated with his passing?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's also telling me that this was long, and that he didn't show me a time frame, but he said this was long. Did he have problems breathing early in life, too? Midlife? He said midlife?
I'm not sure of that.
Was he a smoker?
Yes.
Because he's telling me that contributed.
Okay.
He just said, I love you guys. Was this something that he didn't really say in life? Because he's making me feel like he didn't say it enough.
To some people.
Okay. He's kind of holding back for me a little bit here. Were there separations in the family? Because what he's doing is he's taking, like I said, with a family, I see them all together grouped, but what he's doing is he's taking like handfuls of little people and he's setting them like in different areas. So was the family separated in some way at the time of his passing?
I don't believe so. I was young, so I'm not sure.
I don't know why he's separating people then.
Kind of now.
Separation? Okay. If it's kind of now, then I'm misinterpreting what he's saying, but I am seeing him take people and set them aside. So that's all he's saying right now. Did he try to keep everybody tight together? Did he run a tight ship?
I'm not sure.
He told me tight ship. So that's kind of when he said tight ship, he made it feel like he was the one that would kind of, you know, you've got to go to this person and you've got to say, hey, I was wrong. I was sorry. And he's making me feel like some people don't know how to say they're sorry because they're prideful. But this is something that is in the family. It is okay to be that way. We just have to learn. That's something we need to learn. Because he's also saying that he was a little stubborn too.
Yes.
And actually, he said a little stubborn, but after he said that, he actually raised his hand up like, okay, so I'm giving to you a little bit. I was a lot of stubborn.
That's true.
He just said, the most beautiful thing over here is that we can learn from our mistakes, but it's best to learn them in life. And he's making me feel like this is not directed at you. This is directed at somebody in the family that you can pass the message to. He says they know who they are, but people need to admit when they're wrong because we only have this one lifetime to make things count. So it's okay to let things go and just say, hey, you know what? That was yesterday, today is today, and tomorrow is tomorrow. So tomorrow we can make things better. Sometimes it's best just to brush it off your shoulder and let it go and not hold on to things so hard. And he's making me feel like you've already learned this lesson, that you let things go. You help other people in your family. It's like, come on, you just have to let things go sometimes.
Yes, that's true.
Do you help a lot of people? He's telling me you talk to a lot of people. Like, people are drawn to you because you give very good advice. You're very wise, he said.
Mm.
Very wise.
Yeah, I like to think so.
When you are in a moment and somebody is talking to you and they're bringing up something that you have no clue how to answer and you get an answer anyway, Grandpa wants you to know that that's him in your ear. He's helping you give answers because we don't know them all over here and we're not meant to know all the answers. But sometimes even you need help because some of the problems that people come to you with are too big for you to handle.
Yes.
Do you have a hard time with taking other people's stuff in and holding on to it because it upsets you?
Sometimes, yes.
Because he's saying, you know what? We have to almost, if we're going to be that person that people come to, we have to build that, not build a wall, but build up a protection for ourselves. We have to love ourselves enough to say, okay, you know what? I understand that you have these issues, but they're not mine. And we have to let those go. Because if we take in from everybody else, and I know exactly where you're at because I'm empathic, and if I don't protect myself and I don't stand up for myself, I will take in everybody else's feelings. And then you feel sorry for people, and you let people walk on you, and you can't do that. You can't allow people to let you, you know, break yourself down to build them up. And that's what he wants you to know. That's a message for you, because he doesn't want you to be broke down. And sometimes it gets too heavy for you, and you have a hard time going forward with it, because you're like, it's bugging me so bad. I wonder what's going on with this problem.
Yes.
Is there something going on with, like, kids?
With what?
With kids.
With kids?
Yes, I'm seeing, like, a little kid running around. And it's a little kid. I would say probably about two and a half, three.
My daughter is.
Does she have, like, wavy hair, though?
Yeah.
Okay, this would be her. She's a super light. She's a very, very, very light girl. She walks into the room, and he's telling me that she beams. People are so drawn to your daughter. She's very, very fun.
Yes, that's very true.
And I'm hearing laughter, lots and lots of laughter. She brings laughter in. She brings laughter in. So just know, once again, he's talking about you, and he's talking about your daughter, and he's acknowledging that both of you have a light that you share with other people, and your daughter's a lot like you. And
most
he just
definitely.
Put his hand up in the air. He put his hand up in the air, and he goes, so teach her how to stick up for herself. So it's just because he has seen the damage that it's caused for you. It's hard for us sometimes to look the other way because we know that that's what we're supposed to do, is help people. But unfortunately in life, sometimes people are supposed to help themselves. We can't do things for everybody, and that's the problem. We have to step back sometimes and say, you know what, I know you're having this problem, but this is something you need to deal with yourself. I cannot help this for you. And that will help you not get so bombarded with the feelings that come with it. Because I almost feel like it's people who are coming to you are doing the same things over and over and over again, and it's frustrating you because you're like, I can't help this person. And he's saying you're right. Sometimes we need to look in the mirror and say, you know what, today I'm going to step forward, and for the greater good, I'm going to help myself. Because we can't do everything for everybody. And that's all he wants you to know, is it's okay to build a semi-wall and just say, hey, I'm protecting my feelings today. I can't take on your stuff. I've got my own crap going on right now.
Yes.
He says, he just says, wait, wait. I want her to know I'm so proud of her. You didn't really get a chance to know him very well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Because he's making me feel like everybody talks about what a very good man he was. But you sometimes are like, I didn't get a chance to meet him. He's a part of your life, and that's why he's talking about you so much, and he's talking about your daughter, because he wants you to know that he is a part of your life, and he's seen all the accomplishments that you've made. He's very proud of you, and you are a beautiful woman, and you have a great family.
Well, thank you.
You are married?
Yes.
Because what he's doing is giving me the symbol of, like, a soulmate, almost. It's very close. He's taking the two fingers and he's wrapping it around. They usually only do that when they're married. If they're not married, he'll do it on two separate hands. So that's my symbol for marriage. But he's making me feel like your husband is very strong.
Yes.
And he helps, not only emotionally, but physically, and he's also very good for the family. So please let your husband know also, because as he's doing this, he's taking him and he's putting him in his arms. He's welcomed him into the family because he's very good for you.
Okay.
Did your husband not believe in this stuff?
No.
Because he just told me he's going to think it's horseshit. No, Grandpa says, I don't care what he thinks. Tell him he's very good for her, and I appreciate him coming into her life, too, because you guys are good for each other, and you're a very strong, loving couple. So just know that Grandpa's holding you guys up, and he's saying congratulations because you've become a beautiful woman, and everything that you're doing, you're working in the right direction. And he just held up the I love you symbol, and he was like, I love her. Please tell her I love her.
Okay.
And he just said, I'm going to keep whispering in her ear. So please know, when Grandpa is around, you're going to know, you're going to be like, how did I get that information? You're going to look back on it now and be like, hey, that was a time I didn't really know, and you're gonna know when it's him.
Okay. Now,
he's like,
I'm sorry?
So he was just kind of like stepping out of my way, like, okay, I did what I did.
Okay.
Does he okay.
Say, did he say, or will he say anything about having another baby?
You're trying?
Yes.
You guys are trying, and he says failing, but he's making me feel like it's not coming like it did the first time.
Okay.
Is that what's going on right now?
No,
he says,
not really.
Well, he just said is have fun with it.
Okay.
I don't know if there's too much stress involved in having the child. I have no clue, but he's making me feel like you guys are trying, and it's not coming. Did your daughter not come quick?
She did.
Because he's giving me two fingers, and he's like, hey, you know, there's time in between that, too. But were you guys not trying to get pregnant with her?
No, we were.
Why is he making me feel like you weren't trying to get pregnant with her? Okay. I'm apparently misinterpreting what he's saying because I'm getting a stern face right now. So I'm going to let him get it together and tell me what he wants to say. Do you want a boy?
Yes.
Okay. What he just did was held up balloons for me. And they were all blue. And he said it's the boy. That does not mean you're pregnant right now because that is not my symbol for pregnancy. That is just him saying that there will be a welcoming.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get if he's actually saying it's going to be a boy or if he's saying that you guys want a boy. He's keeping his lips sealed on that one, so... Are you having to do fertility?
No.
Are you talking about it?
No.
Because he's showing me medication, and he's showing me Clomid, is what he's showing me, and that's a pregnancy hormone or drug or something that people do to get pregnant.
Okay.
So I don't know why he's showing that to me. I don't know if this is a discussion that you guys have had. If you haven't had that discussion yet, I don't know why he's showing it to me. But that's all he's saying.
No, it's not a discussion that we've had. It's something that I've thought about prior to getting pregnant with my daughter.
Okay, so he's just, thank you for saying that, because he's just confirming the things that you've thought about. And that's, I was completely thrown off because I'm like, she's not, this is like not getting to her at all. I have no clue what you're talking about. I feel like I'm, so thank you for confirming that, because he's just going through the things that he's saying happened.
Okay.
But he's not making me feel like you're going to have to get fertility treatment at all. He's making me feel like this is going to happen naturally. It's just going to take some time. Is your husband really busy?
Yeah.
High stress? Is his work high stress?
At times it can be.
What he's saying is calm him down. Because stress plays a lot of part in the reproductive stuff. And it's almost like, you know, you guys just need to find that moment and find that relaxation because he just needs to calm down. There's a lot of stress involved in a lot of different areas, and he's making me feel like once that levels out and you guys are able to, you know, go forward, like he said, and have fun with it, then it's going to happen. But he's not making me feel like you need fertility treatment.
Okay.
And he says congratulations. So, I don't know if this is happening quick, but he said congratulations, like, congratulations on the baby. That's how he made me feel. So,
really?
I would be very ecstatic for you to share an email with me if this happens in the very near future.
Okay.
Just let me know how that one goes for you, because that's awesome. He's saying congratulations as the whole balloons are being held. So.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Oh, he just said, you need to know you're a beautiful mom. You're a great mom. So more kids for you would be awesome. You're very good at what you do, and you're very loving, and you're very kind. So, yes, congratulations. Like I said, he's not giving me the symbol that you're pregnant right now, but he's making me feel like you will be in the near future. And like I said, shoot me an email because I'm going to love to hear that one.
Okay.
Congratulations in the future, I guess.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Yep, you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, we've got so many people calling in, and I want to give you a little bit of a break here. and just say that everybody that's on hold, please stay on hold. We will get to you as soon as we can, and hopefully get you before we run out of time. And how you doing, Crystal?
Oh, I'm good. My ear's
okay,
a little
good.
Plugged. Good.
Yeah. Everybody, if you don't get on today, or if you'd rather do a personal reading that's not on the air with Crystal, Crystal's web address is www.crystalkirchin.com. That's CrystalKirchen. And you can contact her directly through that website where all her contact information is. And we will, you know, that way you can maybe, some people like to do this stuff personally. They don't like putting it on the air, whatever. So I'm going to bring on our next caller who's calling from the 951 area code.
Hi, Crystal. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi. It's Nicole.
I know who you are.
I
know that
for you. Right away. I didn't recognize. I'm so glad you called in, because I was telling Crystal earlier, my second guest is not going to be on the show today. So I'm telling Crystal, well, we've got 2 hours. And I'm like, you know, we may have to bring in backup here. She suggested that I call Nicole.
Well, there you go.
Now you're here. So you know what I'm going to do?
I'm here.
Nicole does the same sort of thing. She's another very gifted psychic. And you have, why don't we just keep you on and see what you get with people, too?
Sure.
Crystal, you want to do that? Crystal, do you
do
mind?
I want to do that. I think that's awesome.
Okay. All right,
let's do it.
All right, we'll keep you both on, and then as people, as we get callers, you know, maybe one person gets something, and you guys can just, you know, fight for airtime. How's that? Duke it out. All right.
We do this a lot, so it's okay.
Good. So this is a no. The way I found out, just for the world out there, I found out about Crystal through Nicole. So. Nicole has been on the show several times, and going to have her back on real soon again, by the way, besides just today. And so we're going to, you know, this will be great. This will be fun to have both of you. I actually have a friend of mine that's on hold right now. Her name is Beth. I'm going to bring her on. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All righty then. Nicole and Crystal, this is Beth.
And Nicole knows me as Dune.
Yes.
That's Nicole.
Hi,
you know
Dune.
Dune.
Hi, Beth. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take a back seat and be quiet and let Crystal do her thing. And if I get anything in the meantime, I will pop up and let you guys know. But this is Crystal's time, and she's great at this. So, yeah.
You're fine. And actually, you know what I just heard? Sometimes they need both. So here's up there confirming that. Sometimes maybe it was perfect that Nicole called in right when she did, because apparently sometimes you need both.
Yeah, Lisa knows me well. Sometimes I need to get, you planned this.
Sometimes.
I know you did, because you're the one that
told
me to call in.
Is there a sister energy that passed for you?
I'm sorry?
Is there a sister energy that passed for you?
Mm.
I keep hearing sister, 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 and I don't feel any energy associated, but it's just being repeated, sister, sister, sister.
Could be. I mean, not recent, though.
Was this not? But, nope, this can be anybody that you've known your whole entire life. If it was a close friend in high school, it could have been that person right there. But she's also not making me feel like this is a relation to you. She's making me feel like it was a bond that you shared.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay.
There's about five or six of them.
Was her death quick and unexpected?
Because what she's doing right now is snapping her fingers, like it was quick. And she just said accident. So my symbol for quick and unexpected is accident.
It's, yeah. It was definitely unexpected.
Did that cause a lot of turmoil in a lot of people's lives? She's saying that maybe not for you so much, but within her family. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it could have if we didn't nip it in the bud.
Okay.
It did cause some turmoil. It was my girlfriend back in college. She was killed in a car accident in 1988.
Okay. I was just okay. I want to make sure I'm doing what she's saying correctly, because she's also saying that there are parts of this accident that happened that she could have taken responsibility for. Does that make sense? But
no.
She's also saying that this happened to her. So I'm not exactly sure what she means when somebody takes responsibility. That means that she could have not been looking at the road. She could have swerved. It could have been something that she was doing, an action that she did at that time that contributed
but she was
not making me feel like she did this herself.
She was a
passenger. She did not do this. Okay.
She was killed. The driver was not. So, and
because she's saying, okay, that's, I'm misinterpreting what she's saying, because she just held up her hand. Did that person, the person that was driving, did they have a hard time taking responsibility for their actions?
Not really.
Because she's talking about responsibility for actions, and she keeps repeating. So,
I have an idea what it's towards, yeah.
Okay, as long as you know what it means, because she's not telling me. So as long as you acknowledge that you know what she means, that's, I mean, sometimes this stuff is not my business.
Yeah.
The ins and outs of your life are not my business, and sometimes spirit likes to keep it a little bit to themselves. As long as you get it, that's fine. Were you a big help?
Were
you a big help for her and the people around her during that time?
No, actually, I was shunned.
Okay.
Being in a Christian college and being gay didn't go
over
well.
But she's saying that you are a light, and you help many people. But she's also saying, this is where it went here. There could have been a lot of turmoil there. It was that her family that shunned you? She's saying mom and dad right now.
Not her dad, but her mom.
Mom and dad.
Yeah, college roommate.
She's very weird and very cryptic, because I'm not getting images when she's talking. She's just talking.
That makes sense. Yeah, part
okay,
of it.
Okay, was she also, I don't, and once again, was she also gay?
Oh, yeah, we were.
Okay, and she did not come, and she did not, oh, okay, that's where she didn't want to go, but she's going there now. And it's almost like, did her family have a hard time with that? And that's why you weren't allowed to be there?
If we wash
our hands, what she just did is she showed me in her hands underneath water. She said, if we wash our hands, it'll all be clean.
Let's just say at the funeral, I was told I did not have a right to grieve.
She said, you need to know how much she loves you.
Yeah, I know. I still know.
And she is saying that as she's giving me the emotions of what she's feeling, and she's a lot of love for you.
Okay.
Oh. She's blowing kisses right now. She's blowing kisses. Do you know somebody, and this might be where I was getting it wrong because you've got somebody else there, do you know somebody that did take their own life?
Quite a few.
Okay. I'm going to try to differentiate then between who this is, because, like I said, when all people talking at once, I'm only as good as their messages that they give me, and if they talk at once, I can't tell between them all. So they have to separate themselves and talk one at a time.
Good luck
with
that
person,
group.
this they're very loud up there. This person is actually raising their hand and snapping their finger, and they are saying responsibility. So they're saying, like, hey, I want to be heard. And this would be somebody that is showing me a gun. So that would have been how they took their life.
Okay.
Did people question this, whether or not it was an accident?
Oh, no. There was no question.
Because I'm seeing question marks. And I'm hearing cleaning. Like they were cleaning the gun.
No, this was intentional.
And was there a note? This is sometimes it takes them a minute, especially if they took responsibility. Was there a note?
Not that we're aware of.
Is there a note for somebody else who did this? Because I'm seeing them handwriting a note. This is what I'm seeing. And if I have people all talking at the same time, this is what's going to happen.
I don't think
them right now. I'm like telling them, hey, you got to give me your energy. You can't just keep blurting things out. I need your energy associated with this person.
Yeah, I'm not aware of any notes.
Oh, and you're. She still said, sister, I'm still here. I know you're still there. Do you have a cousin that's passed?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't speak to my family.
Oh, my dear Lord, people. They're killing me right now.
Yeah, I don't talk to my family at all.
You're fine. Like I said, I'm asking them, step into the light, give me your energy, because there are a lot of people talking, and they're saying your cousin. They're still saying, I'm the cousin. And it's a male energy. Who is associated with motorcycles?
My cousin Chuck, but as far as I know, he's still alive.
Okay, this person is probably mentioning the cousin because they're talking about the cousin. I'm just trying to get them to tell me who they are.
Do you know someone by the name of Ron? The name Ron is popping up.
See, that's why I love Nicole. She's my backup when I can't get it.
No, I don't. My ex-roommate from a few years ago, but I have no contact with him whatsoever, and there was no bond there at all. We were just roommates.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right, Crystal. These people are scattered.
Welcome to my world.
Scattered is a great word for you, June.
Yeah, that's typical for me. It's the joys of being an empath. It's the joys of being bipolar.
Yeah. I think that's it. I would imagine that any energy that comes through with you, and especially you do know a lot, you do have a lot of people that have passed in your life too. So
yeah, too many.
You know,
who's some other energy that passed? I finally got somebody stepping forward, and it's a mother energy, but I feel like it's a grandma.
I didn't know my grandparents.
Okay. Is your grandmother on your mother's side passed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go. Mother energy to your mom, but she's your grandmother.
Yeah, I mean, she died when I was 10.
She's drawing a line. And it's like you're standing on one side and other people are standing on the other side. Does that mean anything to you? She's almost making me feel like you've been separated from people. And I know before you were talking about that other girl, but I don't know if this is your family situation as well, because she's making me feel like it's also a family situation.
Yeah. I mean, I don't talk to my family at all.
And she just said, she's had to make herself hard.
She was a
and
German.
Grandma's, she's talking about you. You've had to make yourself hard because people come at you with different things. and you have to protect yourself. So in a sense, you've had to make yourself hard so you don't feel things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let it go. And Grandma also is saying that she is sorry because these are things that have happened because this is how we've all been raised. It's a teaching. We've all taught is what she's saying. And she's taking responsibility for the emotions and the feelings and the way that your mom acts.
Oh, yeah, Mama's Grandma all over. Typical German.
Very stern woman, very stern. Like, very stern woman. I'm getting, like, in life, she meant what she said, and she said what she meant. And
mm-hmm.
you didn't cross the woman. That's how she's giving me her energy.
Yeah, that would fit.
She said, yes, you didn't know her. But because of other things that have happened to you, she needs to take this moment to tell you I love you and I'm proud of you, because not many people have. As she's doing this, she's actually crying to me, and she's saying, I'm sorry that we've taught this way. There's a big picture that people don't see. Are you also, doing what we do?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay.
I fight it.
She's like you. She just said she's a lot like you. But she made me feel like it's a gift that you have. Because she's also saying that you love so much. For a woman who has not been loved by a lot of people close to her that should have loved her, she loves so much. And she loves so many people. And she is saying that she wishes that she could have been like that. She looks up to you. And she just said she never would have expected that from me or anybody else. These are not words that anybody would expect to hear from Grandma. She just said in something else that nobody would ever expect to hear from me is I'm wrong. And I needed to say I'm wrong. So I'm sorry for the things that I've done. I'm sorry the things that I've caused in the family. And it's more of a lesson. Everybody's learned the same things. And Grandma takes responsibility for that. Yes, we can choose our own path. But I feel like you have stubborn people in your family. It wasn't just her. There's a lot of stubborn people in your family that refuse to look outside of the box. They're very narrow-minded people when it comes to things outside of the box.
Oh, yeah.
And she just lifted you up in her hand, and she said, please tell her how special she is. And then she just looked at me, and she said, I bet that was very unexpected. So it was... That's not the person you thought was going to come through today.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking, let's see, 40 years ago? Last time. I was only 10 when she died, so.
Were they very godly people?
Lisa, you want to answer that one?
No.
I was raised in a Fundy household. Let's just put it this way. Pat Robertson is nothing compared to what I went through.
She is making, because what she's doing is she's like, she keeps showing me the Bible, and it's almost like, you know, in the Bible, and you've got these extremists.
She's telling me
it's extreme, but she's saying once you get here, it's like everything you learn in life, you realize it's wrong. She's like, it was like all wrong. She's making me feel like her heart has opened so much now that she's able to see the bigger picture. And she's saying, hey, I'm trying to work on people, but my gosh, after all of this stuff that we've been taught, it's very difficult for me to intervene because I'm seeing like, very Christian people. And it's not that Christians are bad. Christians are loving people too. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying how she's showing me, it's almost like very blinded vision.
Well,
it's almost like they don't want to look in a different direction at all.
Well, yeah, I went to college as a Bible and theology major. I came out a agnostic and a psych major, and I'm now an atheist. So,
yeah.
Okay. So, like I said, I don't want to kick any listeners off. I am not saying that Christian, because I believe in God. I believe in God. That's how I do my stuff. That's how I ground. But I'm just saying how she's showing me it was just a very stern environment. And now that she's able to see the big picture, she almost, it was a shock to her system because it was so, it was so tightly wound in the home, I guess is what she's trying to say.
Yes.
Yes.
That makes sense considering my life path.
Okay. So as long as you get what Grandma's saying, I guess that's what matters. I don't want to go into any, I mean, because she's very blunt with what she's saying.
Yeah.
She is very blunt, but like I said, I don't want to tick people off by saying something wrong, even though this is her attitude and that's how it's coming forward. I mean, I understand there's a whole bunch of people out there and not everybody is the same. You know, we all learn differently, we all experience differently, and it's not anybody's job to say right or wrong.
Yeah.
I guess
well,
that's
what makes our life path so unique and what makes us each what we are. We can't ignore, you know, you ignore who you are at the core, you have problems. And that's where a lot of issues come up with people.
Did you write Mom a letter?
Mm-hmm.
This would have been a while ago. This is not something that just occurred. She's making me feel like this is something, and it was just like, you know, I get where you guys are coming from, but this is who I am.
No, I've never done that because it's pointless.
She's showing me. This is the one that was showing me the letter, by the way. And that's what she's doing. She's still writing this letter.
Yeah. No, I pretty much...
I don't know, and I'm telling her, I don't know where you're going with the letter. I can't figure out what you're trying to say to me. So if she's not giving me her, like, she's still not giving me much feeling involved in this, and she's still not giving me much other than her words. So I don't know where she's going with the letter here, but... as long as you get the rest of the stuff, I guess that's all that matters.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. Lisa, I'm going to kill you.
I am so sorry.
I sent her a message on Facebook last night because I haven't talked to her in a while because I normally work on Sundays. And she's like, oh, you got to come to the show and call in. Thanks.
Well, yeah, well... we might not hear what we want, but it's always what has to be said, and that's something I've learned from my advisor as well. We might not always hear what we want to hear, but it's something we need to hear. So Grandma must have thought this is what you needed to hear today, so thanks, Grandma.
Yeah, typical like that.
Thanks,
typical German. Yeah.
I was going to say, my husband is German, and now I understand completely.
Yeah, right?
I don't think my grandma was right off the boat, but my grandfather, her husband, was. Now, he died the year before I was born, but Graham died when I was 10. In fact, she was living at our house when she passed, and it was funny because when I was a baby, I was adopted, so I never... You know, there was always that awkwardness, but I remember one time she was babysitting, and I was probably two or three years old, maybe a little older, and she was carrying me down the stairs, and she dropped me. Well, her hip broke is what really happened. So my parents get home, and I'm like, yeah, Grandma threw me down the stairs. Well, here they ended up taking her to the hospital, and they found out. That her hip broke.
That's a pretty good reason for dropping you. Let's be honest. Her freaking hip broke.
Yeah. I go around telling people, though, that my grandma threw me down the stairs.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
That's the way my family works. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
I'll let you off.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, gosh. I love her. She's so funny.
We have people that are just holding forever. I feel so bad, but you know, that's the way it is. So
can I have Nicole take the next one?
Oh yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to regroup after that one. That one was very difficult. that one was difficult because nobody wanted to like come clean with who they were. So I just want to regroup, talk to my guides, like, hey, let's go.
Yeah,
and
you do that, and I'm gonna bring on the caller from 408 area code. And Crystal, you just relax a little bit. Nicole, you're on duty.
Oh, okay then.
Okay then. Okay, caller, thank you so much for holding 408 area code.
Hi, my name is Dolores.
Hi, Dolores, how are you?
Good.
apparently I'm in charge now. So are you looking for an intuitive reading, or I also do tarot cards, so what is it that you're looking for today?
I'm looking for about finances.
About finances?
Yeah.
What do you need to know?
Is it going to get better for me, or what do I need to do?
Well, what specifically is going on? The more information I get from you, the better your reading is going to be.
My house, you know, and right now I'm trying to modify it, you know.
Like a loan modification?
I'm going through a divorce.
Okay. I think a tarot card reading would be best for this. Although, since Crystal passed the torch on to me, it feels like Spirit's moving over to me as well. So is there a male energy that passed? It feels like this would have been within the last, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. He feels like he's not exactly older, but it's almost like he has more of a gentleman quality to him. Like he's, gosh, how do you explain this? He seems like he's very traditional. Does that make sense?
Very dapper.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see who – I'm getting like a name, like almost an M name, Mark. Do you know a Mark?
Yeah, I know Mark, but I don't know if he's passed away.
Passed away. You don't know why.
Okay, let me ask this person. And then he's showing me the letter L. All right, I'm calling him. He needs to speak up because he's made his presence known, but I don't know what he wants to say because he's not talking. And this was within the last 5 years, correct?
Yeah.
Was he in a hospital when he passed?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's showing me, is he older? Because he's showing me as being older now.
Yeah, he was older.
Okay. Was this like a grandpa?
More like probably a father-in-law.
Father-in-law, okay. And I see that there is like a family surrounded by him, so there are people near him by his bed when he's passing. And it's like people of all ages, so it's like there's grandkids there, like little kids, and then a few adults as well. So I feel like with this he's acknowledging that he wasn't alone when he was passing through. The sickness hurt, but the actual passing was actually kind of pleasant. And knowing that there were so many people there to support him was very helpful to him, and he's thankful for that.
Okay.
I know you're calling about finances, but then this energy walked in. So.
Okay.
Who is this? If I get a name, maybe I can talk to him better. Dolores, what is this person's name?
Oh, his name is Miguel.
I'm sorry, it's what?
Miguel.
Miguel. Okay, Miguel.
Okay,
do you have any messages? So So he's showing me a rose, and the rose usually symbolizes like a fondness, but also loving energy. So I feel like he's trying to come forward and give that to you. Even though his death was quite a while ago, he's having a really hard time coming through right now. So it looks like he's trying to speak through visions and impressions. He's not speaking up at all. But he is showing me like a red rose, and he's wanting to hand that to you. And I'm also showing him, like, it's almost like he's taking the petals off and he's showering it over his family. So he wants everyone to know that he is still with them. He's watching them, and he's sending his love to everybody as well. He's showing me a young female child. This, it looks like she's blonde with two pigtails. Do you know who this is?
She's blonde?
Yeah. Looks like she's blonde.
Looks like she's blonde.
It should be like a light brown, like a dirty brown.
It could be. I'm just seeing like a very young child, like maybe two or three. I mean, she's looking very young. She may not even be that age anymore. Could have been the age she was when she passed, when he passed. But he's showing me this young little girl, very innocent, very cute, little chubby cheeks that I just want to pinch.
I was thinking of my daughter. Right. She had like blondish brown hair when she was young.
Mm-hmm. And he's saying that he just loves her so much. He's saying that she's a lot of fun. Was he closer to her than to other? Do you have other kids?
I only have one child.
You only have one child? Because I'm feeling like he was really close to her. Did she know him when he passed? Because I am seeing her at his bedside, like when he passed. Okay.
Yeah.
So he felt like a special closeness to her. And, okay, he's actually one of her guides. So he's actually helping her along her life path right now. Hey, that's kind of cool.
So he's
acknowledging that he's there for her. He is one of her guides. And so when she needs help, you know, he's doing his best to work with her. But she senses him a lot. And how old is she now?
She's 19.
She's 19. Okay, so she's older. So he keeps showing me is very young, and that's how he still sees her, I think, is just this very young and innocent. And then in the back of my mind I hear, well, she's not that innocent. But that's just still how he sees her. He still sees her as just, he thinks the world of her. So he is one of her guides, and he's saying that she can hear him very clearly. And she can sense him, but she's not always aware that it's him. And he's actually her conscience. Oh, man, really? Now he's talking loads. So when she's about to do something she knows that she shouldn't do, he's kind of her conscience. He's the one saying, you shouldn't do that. So, but she still kind of has a little bit of a rebellious streak. So even though she hears it and she gets the impression, like, she's actually very sensitive to him. I feel like when he's around, she feels him in her chest area. And by that, I mean, like, sometimes when you're an empath or you're a medium, you start to, when spirits come to you, you might feel very hot, you might feel very cold, or you might feel sensations in different parts of your body, and she feels it on her heart. When he's near, she feels like almost like this tingling in her heart. And so when he's warning her against something, that's where like her spidey sense goes off, is right there. And so when she feels that, that's him close by, and that's, you know, him giving her some type of message. And I feel like it happens a lot. Like, I see him warning her about something. Like, he's not necessarily warning her, but saying, hey, you may want to stay away from this person. And he's really nervous about her getting into cars. He's showing me her in a car, and he's, like, kind of leaning over her shoulder, like, do you want to be driving with this person? It's not like it's not that she's getting into cars with strangers. At least I hope she's not. But, her grandpa doesn't trust her friends driving, so not sure what all that means.
I can understand that.
Okay.
She had got into a car with a guy that was drunk, and he ended up in a car accident.
Oh.
With her
okay.
in it.
Okay.
So, I can understand that.
Yeah, and he was telling her not to be in that car. And he doesn't trust her with other people right now in the car. Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else? He's saying just that I love her. And
okay.
this time he's actually speaking about you. So he wants the family to know that he loves them. He is watching over them. And he's doing the best he can with your daughter. So that
okay.
is like the apple of his eye. He loves being her guide. So,
okay.
In the meantime, so I'm going to break it off with him, and I'm going to thank him. Miguel, thank you for your time. And he's like, hey, no problem. So it was nice for him to come forward. So now I'm going to ask about your finances. So you might be hearing some shuffling in the background. So you said
okay.
you're trying to get a loan modification on your home.
Yeah.
And so basically we want to know what's going on with that. So are you already working with the bank on that then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Very good.
So let me shuffle up these cards and we'll see what they have to say. All right. So the first thing that I see as far as where you are right now is it feels like you're constantly just going over your books. You are asking about finances, and this is more about just asking about them. You're worried about them. And I see you, like,
yeah.
in this one card I have, it's the Seven of Pentacles, and Pentacles does represent money. And it's almost like you're wanting to attract more money. You're needing to get more money, but you have these different blocks that are preventing it from coming through. In the meantime, you're so worried and obsessed about it, it's like it can't come to you. Money energy cannot flow freely over to you. And you are constantly in the books trying to figure out how to make things work. So making
yeah.
ends meet from month to month is just tremendous pressure from you. In fact, I'm feeling it on your shoulders, like this heaviness on your shoulders. And it goes like from here all the way up to the sky. Like that's how heavy this feels for you right now.
Yeah.
What crosses you, I have, is the Three of Cups. And I feel like this is saying, like, life just isn't fun for you right now. This is too big of a worry for you. It's almost kind of like you miss hanging out with your friends and with people who can just make you feel better. And I'm also getting that you've had friends who have actually left you after you start having money problems. You're so worried, and you're not usually this worried. When things are good, they're good, and you're able to have more fun. But since you've been having these issues, you have some friends that have walked away from you because they don't know how to be there for you while you're going through this. They're
yeah.
used to you when you're happy and light and when you're lifting them up. And now that you need them to lift you up, they're gone. So those are not good friends.
Yeah.
Just my opinion. I also see that the underlying reason for your question is, even though you're asking, you know, about finances and your home, what you're really wondering is, am I going to have to move? And I also see there's some concern that you said you have one daughter, but you're kind of, it seems like you're almost afraid that not having a place, you're worried about moving, but I also feel like you're worried about your daughter moving in with someone that you wouldn't trust, possibly your ex. So there's also that situation going on as well. So you want to make sure you can provide for both of you because you don't want her with someone you don't trust.
Yeah.
Does this make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was worried.
Okay.
I want to, you know, we've been in this house for like 15, 16 years, and I just kind of like don't want her to go.
Yeah, I understand that. I do. I also see that kind of what was leading up to this conversation was, or not this conversation, what was leading up to, you know, what you're going through right now is, it feels like maybe you were a little too carefree or carefree at one point, like you weren't saving as much money as maybe you could have. You were Yeah, you were having fun. Like, when the money was coming in, you were having fun. You weren't saving as much as you should have, and you just had a very different view of money. You felt like it was always going to be there. You felt like your job was very secure. And actually, it seems like even, I mean, job had its problems, but you also, you kind of liked it. You know, you did enjoy feeling as if, how do you say it? You liked feeling independent. You liked knowing you could take care of yourself. And there were a lot of benefits that you were getting from your job. And so you just kind of always assumed it would be there.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against you, because I was the same way with my last job, let me tell you. What you're expecting as far as the loan modification is, you are expecting for it to go through. You know that you meet the qualifications for it. And you feel like this would be fair. You know, it would be unfair for them not to give you the loan. And so right now you're feeling like you're in a good spot, like it's going to happen.
Okay.
I also see that, you know, obviously you're worried it's not going to go through. I don't think I need to go into that in detail.
What? I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said you're obviously afraid it's not going to go through. And if that, you know, I don't need to go into detail on that, but you're afraid if this loan doesn't go through, it's basically going to end everything else. Like, your entire life is going to change, but not in a way that you want. So there's, like, a lot riding on this right now. Here's the good news. As far as the loan modification goes, right now it appears that the bank is looking at you as someone who's going to be capable of making those new payments. So right now, I don't know if it's in the hands of the processor, the underwriter. I used to work for a mortgage bank, so I know how this whole thing works. But the cards are showing me that the bank is looking favorably on you right now. So they do see you as somebody who is able to it looks like it's going to go through, is what I should say. So that's a good thing. And they also see some promise in you, like you're going to be able to make these new payments, and you're going to you and the bank are going to make some type of arrangement that you're both going to feel good about. It's going to be more for your benefit than theirs, but you are going to meet the qualifications, so they're going to have to give you the loan. As far as how everything works out, I see you as two cards right now. I see you as the High Priestess and also the Knight of Cups. And so this is very good because it's showing me two things. It's showing me that, yes, things are going to eventually start looking up. You're going to get the loan modification. And I also see that because of this experience, you've learned a lot about finances and how to handle them. And this is a good thing, because one promise that I feel that you've made to yourself, and it hasn't even been out loud, but a promise that you've made to yourself is once you get out of this position, you're never going to let yourself get back into it again.
Yeah.
And I'm holding on to that promise.
Holding on to that promise.
And this whole experience has been a learning experience for you. There will be financial struggles for you way, way, way later down the line. But the good thing is you're going to know how to handle them, and they're not going to stress you out nearly as much, because this is no longer going to be a problem for you. It's going to be one of those things where it's like, okay, well, this is what it is, and I've been through this before, so I know how to handle it. So just, you know, think of it as going through the school of hard knocks.
Okay.
And you're passing, so this is good. So, as the High
Empress, you are somebody
who is learning, who is capable, and this whole thing is just a lesson to not only help you with finances, but you're also learning some very valuable life lessons as far as who your friends are, who you are, what you're capable of. This is actually a good lesson for you. This is all good. It doesn't feel good, I know, because I've been there. But it's good. I also see that the final outcome is, of course, your daughter is, you are going to be able to provide that safe haven for you and your daughter, but I also see her moving on in the near future, and I'm thinking that it's within a year or two. But she's not moving in with someone you don't trust. that's not the issue. This is about her growing into her own, and I feel like she's forgive me if I'm wrong, but I feel like she's kind of bratty.
Yeah.
And this,
I'll agree with that one.
Okay. And I, you know, she's almost got like this smug, like I'll show you attitude, and that's kind of her whole demeanor right now is I'll show you. And and within the next like year, I'm feeling within the next year, but it could be within the next 2 years, she is going to venture out on her own. And but what's good about the whole situation and the way it's happening is she knows that you are her rock. She has seen all of the things that you're going through, and she is actually learning from your struggles, and she is learning that you are someone she can come back to. So even when she goes out there and she's lost and she's trying to find her way, you know, even though she's going to have that stubborn, I'll show her, I'll show all of them attitude, because she is stubborn and she's driven, which is a good thing, but it's going to lead her into some form of troubles because, you know, you remember what it was like in your young 20s, right?
Yeah.
Making decisions and everything is going to go through the same thing. But the great thing is that she'll always have a home to come back to, and that home is you. So, so good things are in store. Just keep your head up. You know, if for some reason the cards are showing me that the loan modification is going through, if for some reason it doesn't, just, you know, start working with another bank, because the cards are very clearly showing me that you meet the qualifications, and that once the modification goes in, everything is going to be just fine. So
good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's such a relief, because I do obsess about money. Thank you.
My pleasure, and you and your daughter take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Oh, my. Okay, so, Crystal, you still alive?
I'm still alive. I'm kicking.
Good. You feel rested at all?
Well, I do, but then, of course, with Nicole talking, I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm spirits not wanting to, they're like, hello, I'm here, and I'm like, I know, but she's doing her job right now.
Wow, so, yeah. You can't shut it off. It doesn't shut
off. Once they come through, it's just like they come, and they're there, and they are talking. So, she's made the right decisions. She's doing things very good, and they're very proud of the things that she's becoming. So everything that she's doing right now might seem like it sucks, but they're very proud of her and the direction she's choosing to go. So just know she's going in the right direction right now.
Good. That's good news. Tell me what you pick up. Do you pick up anything about me? Any spirit?
You know, it's so funny because when you first answered the phone, I was like, I got something, but I didn't know if it was for the caller that you were talking about. So, I'm trying to shift gears now back to somebody else. Who is the older male that passed? And once again, I'm feeling heavy in the chest. This is not his lungs. This is his actual heart.
Yeah,
did
my
he
grandfather
have heart problems for a while?
My grandfather died of a heart attack. Yeah, he was he died with the
he's laughing because he just said, he goes, my darn heart just couldn't keep up because he did not seem like he was he's making me feel like, and I don't know how old he was, but he's making me feel like he still thought he was a spring chicken. His heart could not keep up with what he wanted to do. Because he's making me feel like he likes to do a lot of stuff, but he's also making me feel like when he walks, he has to stop and he has to breathe. Were there a lot of symptoms? He's showing me a lot of things at once. There were a lot of things going on with the heart, but now he's showing me medications. Was he taking medications at the time?
Yeah,
For the heart problems.
Yes. He had clogged arteries and things, but he wasn't healthy enough to get him to make it through the surgery. He was like 82 or something. So,
oh gosh, he's not coming to me at 82. He is not. He is coming much younger. I actually want to say that he's probably in his, and he just said yes, he's coming to me in his 50s. But he said that was the prime of his life. So
yeah, okay.
He's just acknowledging that this is how he wants to show himself now. He is a much younger energy because that's how he felt. Did he just, like, drop? Did he just, like, was it done for him?
He had some pain in the middle of the night, got up, sat in a chair, had his nitroglycerin or whatever it is, those tablets in his hand, the prescription, you know, that he was supposed to take, and my aunt found him dead the next day in the chair. So, yeah, he had just had a heart attack.
What he's doing is he's just, like, he's snapping his fingers, and then I'm literally seeing it's almost like the lights go out. So he's telling me that it happened quick, and the reason he's wanting to let everybody know that it happened quick was because there was no pain involved. Yes, he felt the chest pains. He got up, but once things started going down, it was almost like he was out very quickly. This happened very fast.
Yeah, I always figured that.
Is Grandma still alive?
No. Well, I have one grandmother that's still alive, but that's on my other side of the family. I have a grandmother that's about to turn 99.
Okay, he just told me I was wrong, and like I said, they'll always tell me when I'm wrong, and he actually held up his hand like, no. Grandma did pass after him, but did Grandma pass a while after him?
Yeah.
Like, a while. This wasn't like she passed within the next year. She passed a while after him. She still had a lot of life to live. Okay, because he's mentioning that he was still there holding her hand, even though he was on the other side, because he's doing my soulmate symbol, and he's telling me that they are soulmates. So just know that was the absolute love of his life. Were they opposites? He's telling me that they bickered a lot. She was always there to keep him in line, and he was always there to cause the trouble. So he's just acknowledging there was a lot of fun banter between the two of them, and everybody just thought they were a very cute couple.
Yep.
Grandma is a beautiful woman, inside and out, beautiful woman. This is your mom's side?
Yes.
Okay. Very close to you guys, including you. And you look like your mother.
I look exactly like my mother, yeah.
Because she's talking about looking in the mirror, and she's mentioning your mother. But then she said, isn't she beautiful? She's just like my daughter. So this is just Grandma acknowledging that you look like your mother, very close resemblance.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wow. Are you working on new things right now in your business? Are you taking new ventures?
Yeah, I'm working on some
new ventures.
Set up
new ventures? Like, she's super excited for you? Is it difficult? Okay, because she's making me feel like this was a hard decision. It was almost like you have a lot right now that you're juggling, because I'm seeing a lot of things going in a circle, and it's like you have a lot of stuff that you're dealing with and juggling right now, but you're always wanting to try more new things. And that is one thing that she just loves about you, because you're going to taste it all before you have to go. And she loves that about you, because there's so many people in life that choose their one thing that they do, and they never venture out. They never do anything new. But she's telling me you taste everything. And she is so proud of you.
Is this still my grandma?
Yes, this is your grandma.
Okay.
Has your mom passed?
Yes.
Okay. When you said that, she said, tell her I'm here, too. This was Grandma talking, but Mom is here, too.
Okay.
You and Mom were very close to each other. Like, she's telling me you guys were friends.
Yes.
You were not just mother and daughter. She's telling me you were friends.
Yeah.
And she's giving me this beautiful, warm feeling. And she's just making me feel like you guys felt with each other. So she's just acknowledging the friendship, the closeness that you guys had. And she's also saying that even though, you know, you had your issues, whatever, you were the perfect daughter. And she wants you to know this. Because like I said, I mean, moms are always, if you talk to my mom, she's going to be like, yeah, my daughter was awesome, she's great. But she's also going to remind me of the things that I did as a teenager, because I was a brat. She's not making me feel like that with you. She's making me feel like you were a very good person. You were a very good child. And did you come to her with many, many things? She's like, she always could talk to me. She could talk to me about anything. We held no secrets from each other.
No, that's true. That's very true.
What was your big accomplishment after her passing? She's not saying graduation. She's not saying graduation. So I don't feel like it was a graduation of sorts, but
no,
she's making me feel like it was a celebration almost like that.
I wrote a book. I published a book.
Oh, okay. She's proud of you. And that's the number one thing she needs to know, how proud she is of you. There is not a day that goes by that she's not around you, and you know this. And she just told me that. She goes, she knows when I'm there, and you do. You're somebody who feels her energy. You know when she's there. Did
sure
you have
do.
A, she's making me feel like when she passed. You guys knew she was going to pass?
Yeah, unfortunately, we did.
Okay, because she's saying, okay. She's saying that even though you knew it was coming, it was something that was still so difficult for you to go through.
Yeah.
Not only did you lose your mom that day, but you lost your best friend. And you
right.
knew you had to keep your head up. You knew that you had the truck on because that's what life is about. And you knew that this was not the end. But you also had a very difficult time letting her go in the present.
Very true.
I'm just slowing down to hear what she has to say. Your dad is still alive?
Yes.
Okay. They were together when she passed?
Yes.
Okay. She said, this is what she said. She goes, if Steve's getting a reading right now, I can't let a moment go by without telling him I love him too. So Mom mm-hmm. just wants him to know I love him too. And he had a very difficult time. I'm almost feeling like a piece of his heart was separated from him when she left. Those two had
yeah.
a very good bond. She had a great bond
yeah.
with many people. And she's showing me that many people were there for her at her funeral that she had. And it was more
yeah.
of a celebration. It was not a grieving moment. She said you guys celebrated and you lifted her name that day. And she's so thankful for the honor that you gave to her. So please pass that on to everybody. And you have siblings as well?
Yeah, a brother and a sister.
Okay, because she's like, I'm telling her all these beautiful things, but she has siblings, and I also need to tell them how proud I am of them. So even though she's proud of you, she wants them to know also that she's proud of them. Who had the baby boy?
Well, interesting.
This is after her passing. This is after her passing because what I'm seeing is she's sitting there and she's got the baby in her hands. She's kind of rocking him back and forth. And before she passes him over to you guys, what she's doing is she's giving him a kiss on the forehead and then she's passing him over. So this is my symbol for she passed on a soul to somebody else. So this is a baby that was born after her passing, and I feel like it's in your immediate family. It's got to be one of your brothers or sisters.
Well, nobody had a baby after she died, but interestingly enough, my sister had a baby who passed away when he was just 2 weeks old, and so.
But she's passing him over. That is not my symbol for that. My symbol for her over there, like keeping the soul, is she doesn't pass it on. She's actually taking the baby and she's like moving it forward and she's kissing his head. So maybe she is not using that symbol in a way that I use it usually, but she's holding the baby boy and she passed him on. So, like I said, that one discombobulates me, but the rest of the stuff
yeah.
she's giving me is very spot on. If nobody has the baby boy, then nobody has the baby boy.
Right.
Are you married?
Yeah. Nobody that I know of, anyway. What was that?
Are you married right now?
Yes, I'm married.
Have you been separated from somebody else in the past? Like, were you together? Because she's making me feel like a divorce or a separation happened.
Yeah, I was married once before.
Okay. What she's telling me is this person that you're married to today is the guy for you. And you know that. She just wants you to know that she knows that too.
Okay.
Because this person helps you in a lot of different avenues. And even though you have your own little issues that you deal with, just like everybody else, he's there for you. That's true. He is a nice man. He is a very nice man. And he gets it. Does he not quite, he doesn't quite understand what you do for your job?
No, he doesn't, no.
Okay.
No. My husband, because
my
he's
husband
like,
he doesn't get it, but he doesn't really question it. It's just like, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's an airline pilot. He does, you know, he thinks very scientifically, matter-of-factly,
okay.
So my world is bizarre.
Okay, yep. There you go, because once again, they show me things from my own life, and they're showing me my husband. And when I first started doing this, you should have seen the look on his face. He was like, are you kidding me? You're a medium now? Okay. You were a medical assistant, then you're a photographer, and now you're a medium. Okay, we're going to roll with it, Crystal. So just know that this is what she's acknowledging. He might not get it, but the support is there. And that's what is special. He's got the support that he gives you. And she just said he's a very loving man, and as she said that, she touched her heart. So she also wants him to know that she welcomes him. She didn't get to meet him?
No, she knew him. She knew him real well.
She's making me feel like she didn't get to meet him. She said, I didn't get to connect. I didn't get to connect in a way that she wanted to, so I don't know what that means.
They had moved to Florida when I met him. They were living in Florida at the time, so... I mean, she didn't spend a ton of time with him, but she, you know, we vacationed there and things like that. She knew him pretty well.
Okay, so she knew him, but she's telling me she didn't connect in a way. And in the end, what she's making me feel like is that she didn't get a chance to tell him how important he is to you. Pretty much is all this is. I didn't get the chance to say, hey, you are very important to my daughter, and I thank you for being a part of her life, because you are exactly what she needs. So that's all Mom is saying about him.
Okay.
Do you have a necklace of hers?
No, my dad does, though.
Okay, because what she's showing me is like, and it looks like a gold necklace.
It looks like
a gold chain. Okay. She's just acknowledging that, and that's just a validation for you that this is who I'm talking to, and she's acknowledging the necklace. Is he afraid that it's going to get lost?
I was afraid that some of her jewelry that's very sentimental to me would maybe disappear. I've had that conversation with my dad, and I believe he's got it all in a safe deposit box. So.
Okay, that's what she's talking about, the lost jewelry or the fear of it being lost. So she's
just
knowing that it's not being worn by people. It's being held in a safe place. Because nobody wants it to be lost.
Right.
Did she have some gaudy jewelry?
Because
some of it was big and gaudy. And
well,
actually what she's showing me right now is like a huge brooch type thing.
I don't know. I mean, she got a little gaudy when she moved, or, you know, when she moved to Florida. She got a little more gaudy, but she really wasn't gaudy. Jewelry wise, but she did have a huge diamond ring. She had a big diamond ring, so.
It's on her chest though. It's huge, because it looks like a cubic zirconia or diamond.
My grandmother was brooch wearer. She wore the brooches.
Okay, well then this might be grandma, because like I was saying, it might be, but she's like actually it looks like a cluster brooch. It's like a lot of different crystals put together, but it's
my
all
grandmother
like a cubic. That would be
my
your grandma?
Grandmother gave me a brooch that I still have. Yeah, I still have that. That could be what it reminds me of her all the time.
Aw, just know that they're acknowledging these things, because those are things that you kept. And she actually acknowledges that it's gaudy. So she's just making a joke about it, like, hey, that thing is gaudy. I can't believe I wore it. It was one of those things. And was she a dainty little woman?
My grandmother?
Yes.
Yeah, actually.
I can't talk to her. Okay, because I was like, now they're switching back and forth. Mom and grandma are talking almost like they're two of the same people. But grandma's telling me she was just a dainty little thing, and that brooch was huge compared to her.
Right.
But just know that they, and she, right now your mom is doing this so differently. Usually what they do is they take their fingers and they form a heart, and the heart turns into a bubble. But what she's doing is she's actually taking like a bubble maker, and she's blowing it, and they're blowing in the shape of hearts. And as they're doing this, Grandma's popping them with her finger, and they want you to know that you're showered and covered in their love, and you're going to continue to be.
Are you there, Crystal? Nicole, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. That was weird. Everything just kind of blanked out.
Yeah, I think I lost her completely. She's, I think she dropped off somehow. That was weird. Oh, I think she's calling back. Hold on.
Calling back.
Are you there?
I am. That was the weirdest thing. That's never happened. Like, ever. Spirit is definitely here.
Yeah, right?
But anyway, you are showered and covered in their love. And they want you to know that everything that you're doing for very many people, they are so proud of you. Because there's a lot of people that need the gifts that you have. And you give them to so many people, and you give them without needing back. And that is the important thing. You don't ask for anything in return. And Mom is blowing you kisses, and she said, just tell her I'm so proud. I'm so proud of her. So please just know this, okay?
All right. That's great. That's so great to hear, you know? It's so nice to hear. One of the things that I find interesting is that I can feel my mom, but I can't really communicate with her, you know, since she passed. But I can with other spirits, so it's like that can be a little frustrating sometimes, you know, when you have the ability to talk to them, but you can't like with your own. So it's nice to hear once in a while that she's still around, paying attention.
People don't understand that either. They think that just because because I have a hard time with communication with my family, except for my grandma and grandpa. They're very strong, and they'd never miss an opportunity to come through and put in their two cents on things. And it kind of cracks me up because other spirit, I can't really hear. Like, I would love to be able to talk to my cousin on a daily basis. That would be awesome. But my grandma
right.
and grandpa are very strong.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. It really is. I mean, I get signs from my mom and stuff, but just not, you know, just not that kind of, not as much as I'd like, I guess. Anyway, we're running out of time, and I want to give you plenty of time to talk. And Nicole, you too, give everybody your websites and all of that, Crystal, if you how people can get in touch with you, things like that.
I was like, is Nicole talking first? Mine is www.crystalkirchen.com, all one word, all lowercase. I try to keep it simple because I have to remember it too. When you get to my website, there's a part about contact or readings, and you can either send me an email, an inquiry, or you can pay for a reading. It doesn't matter either way. Just make sure you leave your information, like your email address, so I can get back a hold of you. Also, you can find me on Facebook. Also, that's Crystal Kirchen Psychic Medium. And you can find me on Twitter if you'd like. All the same, Crystal Kirchen Psychic Medium. So I try to keep it pretty simple.
Simple is good. We all like simple.
Well, I won't forget how to spell my own name. So that's really why I do that.
That's always good. Nicole, why don't you give everybody your information too?
My website is guidingechoes.com, and I specialize more in tarot readings and energy healings. And speaking of which, I'm actually hosting a free energy healing / group reading tonight on Facebook, on my Facebook page at Guiding Echoes. So that's facebook.com/ Guiding Echoes. And it starts at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can join the event, and I will be sending free healing energy, basically Reiki, to people. If you don't know what Reiki is, you can go to my website at guidingechoes.com. Go under the articles link, and you'll find a article there called What is Reiki, and that explains it to you. But basically, it's a form of energy healing that heals the body on a soul level. And so it is open to the public tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, that's on facebook.com/guidingechoes. And people who would like some spiritual guidance or advice on pretty much everything in their life, finances, love, and what have you, they can go to my website at guidingechoes.com and order their tarot reading there. So pretty easy to get in touch with both Crystal and I. We're both Facebook fanatics, and you can find both of us on Twitter too. So,
I love Facebook. I love Twitter. I love just putting stuff out there, and it's a great way. I follow you, Nicole, on Twitter. I don't think I have Crystal yet, but I'll look you up. I'll look you up next. And follow. I love the stuff you put out, Nicole. So.
I love her. It's just always so happy, so positive, so happy. I kind of want to put my own plug in for Nicole, because as a psychic medium, as we already said, that I can't quite hear things for myself sometimes. So when I feel discombobulated, I don't even know how many readings I've had from Nicole. She has helped me so many times with so many things, and I trust her, and I pass her along to all of my clients. So if you guys are, like, on the fence or you don't know who she is, give her a shot, because she's awesome, and she helps a lot. And sign up for that Reiki Healing site, because she's done one on me, and it's amazing.
She did one on me, too. It was amazing. She is you are amazing, Nicole.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, the same thing right back to you, girls. I recommend both of you to everyone. So I've had readings from Crystal as well, and I mean, everyone was able to hear what happened during the last couple hours. So I mean, Crystal is spot on and just amazing, and I'm actually kind of jealous of how easily she's able to connect with spirit, because I have to sit there and meditate for a little bit first, and then it's almost like they're tiptoeing, like, is it okay to talk to you? And with Crystal, they're like, oh, hey, let's go talk to this girl. She's fun. So
I got a party up in my head.
No. Yeah, I always have them like, can I talk to you kind of thing. It's never in your face kind of thing. So I'm a little envious myself. Well, I appreciate you both being on the show, and really appreciate all the great readings you did today. I'm sorry if anyone was holding that we didn't get to, but I promise you I will have Crystal back. And if for some reason, and Nicole, of course, too, and if for some reason you didn't get on and you were holding, please send me an email, lisa@lisatarvis.com, and I'll make sure you get on first next time.
Can I make sure that I thank Spirit for coming through today? Because I kind of wanted to keep it going, but I do want to thank the callers that called in and brought their family to me, because that's so important. I couldn't do what I did without their family members. They did a beautiful job. All I did was talk. It's their family that comes through. It's not me. So thank them.
You did a fantastic job as well. And I obviously we want to thank all of our spirits that came through today. I specifically would like to thank my mom, my grandmother, and my grandfather. So that's it. All right. We will definitely have you guys back on. I really appreciate you both being here today, and we'll get something scheduled. Now that summer's ending, we will be able to really get some lots of callers, and we'll have to make the reading shorter so we can get to more people. You know.
I know. I'm sorry. They talk, I talk. I'm sorry.
I know. We're gonna have to tell them to make it brief. You know. Say the most important stuff fast. Anyway, no, I think it's great. So you gave great detailed information to everybody, and that's people really appreciate that. I mean, it's you gave everybody a really good reading, and Nicole, you too with the one you did, you know, just great detail, and I think people really appreciate that. So anyway, before we get hung up on because the show ends, I want to again thank you both, and definitely everybody get in touch with. Both of lovely women and get a reading from them off air. So thanks you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
that wraps up another show, another week. That was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. We will have another show back on next week, 1 o'clock Eastern time. And we will definitely please visit my website, www.lisatarves.com. You'll find links to my Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all my other accounts. And you'll also find links to where you can purchase my book, Just Believe, and on my website. So please take a moment to visit that, as well as these other two amazing women we had on today, Crystal and Nicole. And I enjoyed talking to everybody. It was a great show, and I will talk to everybody next week. Thanks. Bye.